Episode 331, The Gift of Today.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Well, I hope you are in for a marvelous day because you know what? You are looking really good. Are you feeling good? Come on, you got to keep that energy up because the holidays are just going to keep moving forward. We are in day 36 of the 60-day push, and I just had some really kind of some deep thoughts, and I just wanted to share them with you. I hope not to be necessarily really long and drawn out because I want you to think about it. A lot of times the day begins by giving up on yourself. You look in the mirror or you sit up on the side of your bed and you're like, you know, I just really don't want to do it. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to get the kids ready. And you have thoughts of what if I would have done this? And gosh, if I just wouldn't have eaten those last 5 meals that I did over those last 3 days and I wouldn't feel like a big, huge pig right now and so bloated. And I just, why am I doing this? And it's not a sense of that it's, woe's me. It's just that it's just negativity. It's, I just don't know what I want to do. And it tends to kind of weep over us every single day. And if we don't wake up with a way, a strategy, a tool to say, hey, I'm here. I'm ready to just take this day with a big hurrah. I don't care what comes my way, but I know I can handle it. I'm going to handle it with a smile. But a lot of times we don't do that. A lot of the times the day begins by giving up on you. Yet really the gift of today, what? It begins with you. So why is it that you keep doing that to yourself? Why do you let yourself have these thoughts, whether you're sitting at the end of your bed, you know, whether you're at the gym going, I really hate this. Why am I even here? You sit there and have negative thoughts when you're doing the dishes. You're on your way and you're taking the kids to school, or you're grabbing your favorite chocolate mocha cream deluxe, whatever you want to call it, that you order it from that famous drive-through coffee shop to help give you energy and kind of a kick in the you-know-where to get you moving and grooving, as if you're relying on it. Stop that. This only feeds distress, mental frustration. It adds to daily fatigue and embellishes only your flaws. That's what happens when you begin your day by giving up on yourself. But we all do it. I do it. I don't do it as often anymore. But do I still have those days? Of course I do. And I know if you're a human being, if you're a mom, if you're a woman on a mission to create impact within the world around you, yeah, you too feel that. Because part of it is called life, L-I-F-E. We don't like necessarily that four-letter word, but we're blessed to have it. So why would we want to begin the day by giving up on yourself? I mean, come on, you already know your flaws. You don't need to be constantly reminding yourself of where you've fallen short. You already know that. You know that, oh, I can't get that right. If I've tried a million times over, I still know I'm not going to get it right. Yet we always are doing what? We think about it. We mull over it. It's like we stew with it. You know, nothing like the putting a roast and you know, in that crock pot and letting it cook, just a low, slow cook. And it just gets to be so juicy and so amazing. Well, we do that with our flaws. We sit there and it's almost like we nurture them. Like, oh man, I can't believe. I just can't stop biting my nails. And the problem is we keep thinking about it. We slow cook it throughout each and every day. So we're embellishing it. We make light of it bigger than what it really needs to be. Sometimes we're actually over-focusing on our flaws, thinking that we need to, you know, hey, I got to make a difference. And if I, you know, strengthen my weakness, I'm going to be a much better person. Instead of maybe if I learn to work with my strengths, how will that propel me in my life? Are you giving up on yourself every morning when you wake up? Well, today I wrote something special for you. You could call it a morning declaration, but I just want you to sit and listen for a moment. Today, you stand for your best selfie. Fearless, courageous, curious, and fine. Struggles induce your personal growth, while challenges become the springboard to your progress. You think empowering thoughts. You speak words of wisdom. You hear tones of greatness. You feel energized. You practice strategies to stretch yourself. You live a life of joy and gratitude. You are a victor, not a victim. You are a leader, not a follower. You are a lover, not a hater. You are present. You are incredible. You are the gift of today. The gift of today begins with you. All I want you to do is I want you to wake up in the morning giving you the chance of success. Take this little morning declaration, we'll just call it that for now, and repeat it to yourself. Print it off. If you've already signed up for the 60-day push, I'm telling you now, it's coming to you. You can print it off. It'll be a nice little printout. You can have it. Post it somewhere. Put it on your phone. Send reminders to yourself of it. Put it on your calendar. Let this be a love note that the gift of today begins with you. You are precious to this world. You're precious to me. And most importantly, you're precious to the God who created you because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so let's begin these next few days here as we move into 2016, beginning with the morning declaration of saying, the gift of today, it starts with me. Yeah, it does. The gift of today starts with you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.